Simon Reish Tes Zion discusses all the laws of smells. Dini Birchas Hareach. The Machaber tells us that Aser Lehatnos Mereach Tov, a person is not allowed to derive any benefit from a nice fragrance, Ad Shiyavarech Kodem Shiyareach, until first a person has made a bracha before they actually smell anything. And the Piskei Tshuvos does not discuss the reason for that. The Mishnah Berurah will in a moment. The Piskei Tshuvos does ask the question that what happens if a person wishes to purchase something in which they want to know, is it, does it have a nice smell, right? A fragrance of some sort, and you don't want, if you don't want to necessarily buy it without knowing what it smells like. So the question is, do you have to make a bracha on that? You may not end up liking what you're smelling. Also, the question, you have an apple, so you know you have to make a ha'etz because it's food, assuming that it looks edible, so you're going to be able to eat it. How about when you have something which is questionable whether or not it has a good smell? So on one hand, if you make a bracha and it doesn't have a fragrance, then it's a bracha matal. And if you smell it, and then you realize it does have a nice fragrance, so you understand the question. So it's brought down in numerous form, as well as the Ben Ish Chai. He says, in all these situations, mutar lo harech ma'at bul bracha. You're allowed to have a little sniff, even though a bracha is not said. He says that's similar to, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch previously, in Siman Reishit, that when it comes to eating food, of course you make a bracha, but to taste it, perhaps to see if it needs another spice or whatnot, needs some salt, in that situation, shatir litom ma'at buli bracha. You're allowed to taste, even though without a bracha, kishin kavanosu litzarach achil klal. Your intention is not for eating, and therefore the same logic as they explain, if you in all those situations we said, you want to smell a small amount, even though you may derive some benefit from it, but that's not the purpose of it in all those cases. So why do you need to make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, it's no different than eating and drinking, at least when it comes to the bracha preceding. And he says that it's based on that which is brought down in Shas. The Gemara brings down a pasuk, which we say in the morning, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Ka, that says that all of the neshama will praise Hashem. The Mashma Shafa Neshama Tehalel Al Hanasa. That not only when a person derives benefit from our physical bodies, from food and drink, that one must praise Hashem, but also when it comes to the neshama. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ezu davar shehu hanas haneshamol bilvad, what is something in which only the soul, the spiritual side, if you will, derives some benefit, but not our physical bodies, that doesn't satiate us? Havi'omer zeharech. So based on the pasuk that we're familiar with, kol neshama tehalel ka, that is what teaches us that even when you derive benefit, the neshama derives benefit, which has to do with the smelling, which is the most spiritual of all of our senses, that situation also a bracha is recited. And we're going to discuss later on in the other sifim exactly what bracha and what situations. Now, the Machaber tells us it's only kodem shariach, only before the bracha is said, before the smell. Now, why do you have to do it before? It's the same thing as eating and drinking. Devi'inan overlas siyasa. Just when it comes to eating, when it comes to other mitzvos, the first thing that a person does is the bracha, and then only afterwards the mitzvah or the eating. And that's the same thing when it comes to the smell. The Achronim cite the question, what happens if a person forgot, they smelled, and they did not make a bracha, they were supposed to, and let's say that that's the end of it, there's no more spices and whatnot. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Hifsid birchasa, since you have already derived the benefit, you no longer are allowed to make a bracha. It's the same thing if a person ate and there's no food in front of them. Obviously, you lost your opportunity to say a bracha because a bracha needs to be over last before the mitzvah or before the eating, drinking, or in this case, smelling. Concludes the Machaber of Alacharav Ein Sarach Levarach Klum. It's interesting, we've been comparing smelling to eating and drinking so much, but the Machaber says don't compare it all the way because when it comes to a bracha, chrona, you don't make that when it comes to smelling. Ein Sarach Levarach Klum. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the lo tiknu bracha achrona rak b'achil v'shtiyah v'lo bereach. When it came to the Chachamim who instituted the brachos, it was only on eating and drinking as far as afterwards, and not on smelling. Well, why not? If after all, you had made a bracha before, so why do we distinguish afterwards? And the Mishnah Berurah says, using his language also quoting from Rashi, shehana mu'etes hi, that even though you did derive hana, it's considered to be a minimal amount of pleasure and benefit because it comes and goes, as opposed to the food, which hopefully will stick around a little bit. Kasua poskim, and the question now that the Mishnah Berurah asks, which is cited by various poskim, what happens if you have two brachos? We know there's questions if you have two foods in front of you, what bracha you should say first. So what happens if you have the two brachos? You have one food in which you're going to be tasting, and another thing in which you're going to make a separate bracha, of course, because it's not food, but rather it's something which has a pleasant fragrance. So which bracha should you make first? Which should you do? Which should you take? So he says as follows, note del tchila hamin shel tam b'yamino, you should take, as we always do mitzvos, with our right hand, and unless you're lefty, and you hold in your right hand, and you should make the bracha on that which has taste. Lafi shehi chashuva, this is better, this is more significant and important, shenichneses baguf, because it's something in which actually will be swallowed. B'yachach notel shel reach mevarach alav, and only afterwards does a person make a bracha on the smell. And he concludes, the Mishnah Berurah does, that, quoting other poskim, he says that the only time we say that a bracha must be recited is dafka a reach tiknu chachamim bracha, v'lo akol. You only make a bracha on when you have one of the, a couple of the senses, the sense of taste and that of smell. However, not on a voice. Ratzalomar v'shameya kol na'im. If you go to a nice concert and your ears are so much enjoying the melodious tones of whoever is singing, she'ein bo mamash. That is considered to have no substance whatsoever, and therefore, v'chein lo tiknu bracha, arachitza v'kedoma, mishom de'ein nechnas l'maguf. For the same reason, if a person enjoys taking a bath or a shower, as much as you'd like to, we do not make a bracha on that either, even though hana you feel, because it's not nechnas l'maguf, it's not something which actually physically goes into the body at all, and therefore no bracha is said.